In making the statement that God regulates the home, immediately people start to question, well, why is it that God should tell me what I have to do within my home? And if that's a fair, honest question, in and of itself, it probably is a very good question. And if you open your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 19, we find the very answer why God has the right to regulate our homes. In Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 4, we read, "And he," speaking of Jesus, "answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate." The reason why God has the right to tell us what to do in our homes is very clearly stated, first of all, in verse 4, where Jesus said, "Have you not read from the beginning that God created them," speaking of man and woman, male and female? That's the very reason. God has the reason, has the right, rather, to tell us whatever he wants to do in every aspect of our lives, first of all, because he is our creator. But also, continuing on, we find a good reason why God has the right to tell us what to do, and specifically, in our home. Because God has told us that we are no longer two, but one flesh whenever we become married. And notice in verse 6 it says, God has joined a marriage together. It is God, not man, who joins husband and wife together. Therefore, God has the right to tell those individuals what they need to do in their homes. If you look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we find yet another reason why God has the right to instruct us on how to behave in our homes. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse 3, Paul said, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God." In the home, God has told us that man is the head of the wife. But also notice it says that in that verse, that Christ, that is God himself, is the head of man. Yes, man has the right to rule and to lead that home, but notice the only right that he has to lead is as much right as God has given him the authority to do so. Christ is our head. He has the right to tell us what to do in our homes. And if you'll look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 37, Paul said there, "If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord." Friends, if we're going to follow God's regulations that he's given us for the home, what we're going to have to follow are these words that we find here in the Holy Scriptures, because they were not written by man's authority, but they are the commandments of Jesus Christ.